think what children draw expresses a lot of what they feel. And so I've worked with one particular girl who sticks in my mind who drew the motorway services where her parents handed her over. She drew the car part where the two cars were and how much she hated it. And that picture, I can still see it.
Tonight on the Stray FM Family Show, it is time to talk about families, but it's specifically we're going to be talking to family lawyer Sarah Smith from Berwyn Solicitors. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Beth.
Now, we're talking today about family issues with regards to possibly contact with children, with regards to divorce, but specifically about mediation, which is one method that families or couples going through separation can use to avoid going to court. Tell me a little bit more about what mediation is. What does that mean and what do people have to do?
Okay, so it's still a relatively new concept, I think, for us in this country, but it's gaining prominence. You sometimes hear people say that they have to mediate before they can go to court, and really that's something the courts introduced about 3 or 4 years ago, that before you rush to issue proceedings, you have to at least consider it. So you have to have investigated whether it's going to work for you. But for a lot of people, it really does work. And it is a way, I suppose, first and foremost, of you taking control of a situation and you working as a couple, as a family, with a mediator to try and find solutions that will work for you.
Who can be involved in the mediation? Who would everyone sort of, I'm imagining sort of like the Knights Round Table and you're sort of sat at the top controlling everyone if they're arguing a little bit. How different in reality is it?
It can sometimes feel like a refereeing session, but actually I describe it as a triangle usually, and I've got a really active part in it. It's my job to look after the process, make sure everyone's being heard, make sure there's no a sort of underlying power imbalance in the room, and that people have the space and to speak, and that the other person's respecting that. So normally it's a three-way process with me and the couple who are separating. Sometimes it's wider than that. So, for example, I've worked on one recently where the wife's parents were involved as well, because they had a business and everything was very much based on their land and they were very heavily involved. So I had, you know, three rooms, husband, wife and her parents. And that worked really well. And we got to a solution in a couple of meetings. The other thing that can happen is that children can be involved. Not every mediator will do that. You have to have undertaken specific training to do direct consultations with children. But if they become involved in the process where it's appropriate, that can be a really fantastic tool at unlocking, you know, some of the disputes between the parents.
So would that be just you in a room with a child or variety of children if they've got brothers or sisters? But parents aren't necessarily there.
Yeah. So obviously, it requires the parents' consent, and I'd speak to both the parents separately and collectively about, is it right to involve the child or the children if there are a number of siblings? The children have to be of a certain age. I'm not going to consult with a two-year-old, but sometimes
might be fun.
Might be fun. Sometimes I might get more sense. Sometimes there might be, say, a five-year-old and then an older brother or sister, and that would make it doable to have the five-year-old involved as well. And that won't be a very long session. I'll dress appropriately, we'll make the room friendly, we might have toys out, we might have paper out. Paper I find probably the most effective thing. I think what children draw expresses a lot of what they feel. And so I've worked with one particular girl who sticks in my mind who drew the motorway services where her parents handed her over. She drew the car part where the two cars were and how much she hated it. And that picture, I can still see it because it really spoke and it helped them understand where she was coming from. So the child's not making the decisions, but the child is expressing, or the children are expressing to me what they're feeling. And we talk at the end of that session about, right, okay, you've shared whatever you've shared with me. What do you want me to tell your parents? How do you want me to feed back? And then the child's not in that, you know, sort of front row of having to give that feedback. And it can just sometimes give a bit of space, someone independent to help share their views. And I think that's when, you know, even if parents are in quite a conflict situation, they are more often than not very focused on their children and wanting the best for them. And so that can be quite healing and quite a productive way of going forward if you bring the child's feedback back into the mediation session.
If somebody is listening and has either they're in the middle of this situation right now or they are going to be shortly, what would your advice be to those people? Obviously, they can come and talk to you, Sarah, or another member of the team at Berwyn Solicitors. But what would your advice be to those mums, dads, grandmas, grandparents, whoever's involved?
I think get good information early. Go to the right support people. We will often get inquiries from people who say, I'm not sure if this is going to happen. I'm not sure if we are going to separate. And I would never push someone down that route. I would always signpost them to other people who might be able to help. So, you know, get information. And the way I would handle that first meeting with someone is, I really hope that this doesn't progress. But if it does, you kind of want to know from me, look, what might it look like? What do I need to think about? What are my options? And I think having that information and having good support on your side early is really important.
Fantastic. Well, Sarah Smith, thank you so much for coming in. And I would imagine that Berwyn's website is the best place for people to start at.
Sure. Or give one of the family team assistants a call and we'll get you booked in and we'll just have that initial conversation as to where you're at and what options you'll be looking at.
Fantastic. Sarah, thank you very much.
Thank you.